کیجئے جا سوال کیے جا. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after school program with many many locations around the Bay Area. If you're still looking for a summer camp for your child, then be sure to check out safarikidca.com or safarikidusa.com and I'm sure you'll find a very interesting, very comprehensive summer camp somewhere very close to where you live because we have so many locations. Of course, don't forget to like us on Facebook. Safari Quiz Show is our page. Safari Quiz Show is our page. And today is a listener special, so it's just me and Michael in the studio. But before we get started, I just want to mention that we do have a new initiative called Musicians Showcase, where we showcase the performances of young artists and musicians in our community. We did a little bit before school finished, and now I'm taking a little bit of a break because a lot of people are away on vacation and want to make sure that our kids' performances are heard by the maximum number of people possible. So I'm just collecting them at this point. So if you have a child who plays a musical instrument or who sings, it doesn't have to be Indian, it doesn't have to be a vocal performance, it can be a musical one as well, it can be an instrumental one. We can also, if recording your child's performance is a problem, we are here 11 to 12 every Saturday and we would love for you to bring your child here to the studio. And you can find that information about the studio at radiozindagi.com. And you can bring your child to the studio here in Fremont, in the Irvington area, and they can play during one of our breaks. So be sure to get in touch with us if you have a performance to share. The way to get in touch with us is safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's safariquizshow@gmail.com. And I want to say a big thank you to the mom who sent me 3 songs by her daughter just this last week. So I'm just collecting all that. I have a violin performance. I have some Bollywood songs. I have a lot of interesting things to start. We're going to do it in September when school starts and everybody's back and can listen to the performances. So if you have some more performances to share, please do write to us. Again, the number, the email address is safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, so as I mentioned today, today is a listener special. So it's just you and me, me on in the studio and you in your on your phone at home. Or if you're driving, make sure that you're safe when you're calling us. And the call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. We have a very interesting category today. It's sort of a geography category, but it's also a wordplay category. I want to give credit to the San Jose Mercury News because they had a very similar quiz and I got the idea from there. But here goes. This is how we're going to do it today. I'm going to give you a word, and then you have to tell me a country inside whose name that word can be found. So let me give you an example. For instance, if the word is gent, G-E-N-T, the country would be Argentina. So some of these words have multiple answers and I'll take all correct answers so long as it's the name of a country. So once again, our call-in number is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. The way we do our listener special is that I do 2 questions between breaks. So I do 2 questions, then I do a break, 2 questions, do a break, so that during the break I can give you the winners for the first and second question, then move on to the third and fourth question. So between each question, between each of the 2 questions within a break, within a segment, we will take a little pause so that if you're calling and waiting on the line, we make sure that you're not calling for the wrong question. Sometimes it's a little confusing. And we'll start off really easy. Really easy, so that you can get used to this category. Once again, call-in number is 510-770-1550 on our listener special today. The first word is RAN, R-A-N, R-A-N, and you can tell me the name of a country in which you can find these letters, R-A-N. Of course, they have to be found together in the form of R-A-N. And 510-770-1550, if you have multiple, and as I said, you can have multiple answers. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, this is Swati.
Swati, and what's your answer?
It's Iran.
Iran is definitely one of the correct answers. Thank you, Swati. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anoop, and my answer is Iran.
Is that Anoop?
Yes.
Thank you, Anoop. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is Iran.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Aisha, and the answer is Iran.
Is it Aisha? Did I get
Aisha.
The Aisha, got it. Thank you, Aisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Akshay, and I think the answer is Iran.
Thank you, Akshay. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Your name is Ashna, and the answer is Iran.
Thank you. I'm hoping for a different answer now from our next caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kushreet, and I think the answer is Iran.
Thank you, Kushreet. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aksh, and the answer is Iran.
Aksh says Iran. All right. So, let's take a break now, and we'll move on to our second word. Everybody said Iran, but we also had some other countries, so it would be interesting. I was looking for a few other different answers as well. But we're going to move on to our second question now. So, if you're still waiting to call for our first question, just take a break. This is the second one now. And this one is rain, R-A-I-N, R-A-I-N. And we're going to move on to our second question. Once again, the call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And the word is rain this time, R-A-I-N. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anoop, and my answer is Ukraine.
Thank you, Anoop. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Neha, and the answer is Ukraine.
Thank you, Neha. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, this is Swati again.
Yes, Swati.
The answer is Bahrain.
Bahrain is a different one. Yes. Very good. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akshay, and I think the answer is Ukraine.
Thank you, Akshay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aisha, and I think the answer is Ukraine.
Thank you, Aisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is Ukraine.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Hafik, the answer is Terrain.
What's your answer again?
Terrain.
How do you spell that?
T-E-R-R-A-I-N.
That is certainly a word, but it's not the name of a country. So thank you, Satwik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kushreet, and I think the answer is Ukraine.
Thank you, Kushreet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aksh, and the answer is Bahrain.
Bahrain, says Aksh. Okay, thank you, Aksh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is Ukraine.
Thank you, Ashna. And I think Ashna was our last caller for our second question. So, as I said, I'd started off easy. The next ones will be a little bit tougher. But we're going to take a break now. And when we come back from the break, we're going to see who won questions number 1 and 2. And this is, you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with your host Vidya Jieja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja,
Sawal Kieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here in the studio with Michael. And it's just the two of us listening to your calls and a listener special with a mix of a little geography and a little wordplay. Our first two questions were find the country which had the letters R-A-N in it. That was question number one. We got a lot of answers that were Iran. And that was definitely correct, but we had many other countries too, like France. I never got one of those. But second question, rain, we got two different answers. We had Ukraine and Bahrain, both were correct, of course. And from all the correct answers, Michael has picked two winners. For question number one, for RAN, our winner is Aksh. Congratulations, Aksh. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And mention the question, the answer, your name, and also the date of the show in case. And I would really love it if everybody could just write in today. We did a listener special a few weeks ago, and then everybody on that day wrote in the same day itself, and it was so easy for Miss Anu to give out the prizes. So please do that again today. Aksh, write to us today at safariquizshow@gmail.com. For question number two, the answers for which were Ukraine and Bahrain, our winner is Tanisha. So Tanisha, write to us as usual, safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. The prizes are brought to you courtesy of the Safari Kid preschool and after school program. So if you haven't checked out Safari Kid near you, do be sure to check out safarikidca.com or safarikidusa.com. It's not just for preschoolers. It's also a very, very good after school program that includes things like robotics, chess, public speaking, debate. So do give your child the opportunity to get a little leg up over what is definitely a very competitive environment in the Bay Area. And the best part about Safari Kid, and I can say this from personal experience, is that it's a very low pressure environment. So the kids end up having a lot of fun while they're learning. I don't think you can get a better recommendation than that. All right. So let's move on to questions number 3 and 4 in this segment. So here is question number 3 and the word for which you have to find the country where the word is. The call-in number is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. And here's the word. It is mud, M-U-D, M-U-D, mud. It's a little tougher, M-U-D. So we'll give everybody a minute. And, oh, we have a caller on the line. Let's go and check it out. Whoops. Yep, it's a little hard, so daddies, mummies, uncles, aunts, grandpas, grandmas who are all visiting in the summer, do help out your child. M-U-D is the word. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Neha, and the answer is Bermuda.
What's the answer?
Bermuda.
Thank you, Neha. And that was Neha, and we're still waiting for other calls. M-U-D, I know it's a little tougher. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satwik. The answer is Bermuda.
Thank you, Satwik. The word was, hi, you're on the air.
My name is Arush. I think the answer is Madhuda.
Is that Arush?
Yeah.
Thank you, Arush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akshay, and I think the answer is Bermuda.
Thank you, Akshay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aisha, and I think the answer is Bermuda.
Thank you, Aisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Bonnie, and the answer is Bermuda.
What's your name again?
Bonnie.
Vani. Thank you, Vani. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shruti, and the answer is Garuda.
Thank you, Shruti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is Bermuda.
Thank you, Tanisha, and congrats for winning the second question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kushreet, and the answer is Bermuda.
Thank you, Kushreet, and I think last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and I think the answer is Bermuda.
Is it Anoop or Ayush?
Ayush.
And Ayush was the last caller for question number 3. So if you're still waiting on hold for question number 3, please put down the phone or be ready to answer question number 4. And here it is, question number 4. Hut, H-U-T, hut. Find a country which has the letters H-U-T in it. Michael? It's not that easy. I told you, I'll start off easy and then we'll get a little tougher. So yes, let's take a minute while people figure out which country has the letters H-U-T in it. And if you don't, then that ice cream coupon goes to me. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush. I think the answer is Bhutan.
Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air. Hut, H-U-T, find a country with the letters H-U-T in it. 510-770-1550. If you've been waiting to call into the show, this is your opportunity. The lines are not busy at all because this is a little bit of a stumper. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satwik, and the answer is Phuket.
What's your answer?
Phuket.
Phuket. Phuket doesn't have the letters in a row, and Phuket is a city, not a country. Let's go to the next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anoop, and my answer is Bhutan.
Is that Anoop?
Yes.
All right, thank you, Anoop. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ishika, and the answer is Bhutan.
Is that Ishika?
Yes,
thank you, Ishika. Thank you, Ishika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is Bhutan.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Roshni, and the answer is Bhutan.
What's your name again?
My name is Roshni, and the answer is Bhutan.
I'm hearing that as Swasti, and that's what I'm going to put down. We'll move on. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Neha, and the answer is Bhutan.
Thank you, Neha. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kushreet, and I think the answer is Bhutan.
Thank you, Kushreet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shruti, and the answer is Bhutan.
Thank you, Shruti. And with that, we come... Oh, we have one more caller. Okay. Hi. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vani, and the answer is Bhutan.
Now, I got your name last time as Vani. Is it Vani or Dani?
Dani.
Dani. Dani. Got it. D. Got it.
D-A-N-Y.
Okay, got it. Dani. Very good. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is Bhutan.
Thank you, Tanisha. And Tanisha was the last caller for question number 4. So now it's time for us to take a break, because we need to find out from all our correct answers who we pick as the winners for questions number 3 and 4. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with Vidya and Michael in the studio today. Jieja, Sawal, special with Vidya and Michael in the studio. And we've already completed 2 rounds. We are on to our 3rd round. And we have a mix, if you're just tuning in, we have a mix of geography and wordplay. The question number 3 was find a country with the word M-U-D in it. And yes, everybody did answer correctly, Bermuda. And from all our correct answers, we have picked Arush. Arush, I want to be very clear, because we had an Ayush as well. This one is Arush, A-R-U-S-H. So Arush, congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and write so today, please. And when you do so, please mention the question number, the question, the answer, and the date of today's show along with your name, so Miss Anu can get you a prize. All right. And question number 4 was Hut, H-U-T. And the correct answer was indeed Bhutan. And from all the correct answers, Michael again picked a winner. And this time it was Shruti. All right. So Shruti, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. As mentioned before, don't forget to write in your name, the question and answer, the question number, as well as what was the date of today's show. All right. So in the next question, we have actually more than one potential answer, and it's a fairly easy one. So I'm going to change the rules just a little bit just for this question number 5. You have to give me, I will take up to 5 callers for one answer, for one country. And then the next 5 callers or whatever, in whichever order it comes, you have to give me a different one. Otherwise, it doesn't count. So I take 10 questions in all, but I'm going to take only 5 questions for one particular answer. And then 5 answers have to be of a different country. Okay? So let's see if we can make it work. Our call-in number here is 510-770-1550. And the word is man. M-A-N. The word is man. 510-770-1550. Well, we already have a caller, so let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
No.
Hello? You're on the air. Go ahead. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is Romania.
Okay, Roshni says Romania, so she's number 1 for Romania, and she's correct. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Ooh, feedback. Hello? Wow. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, go ahead. What's your name?
This is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is Romania.
Okay, Arin is caller number 2 for Romania. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anoop, and the answer is Oman.
Oman is another country. Very good, Anoop. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kushrit, and I think the answer is Romania.
Kushrit is number 3 for Romania. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akshay, and I think the answer is Germany.
Akshay says Germany, another country with man in it. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satik, and the answer is...
Go ahead, Satik.
The answer is Batman.
Is what?
The answer is Romania.
Okay. Satvik says Romania. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna and the answer is Oman.
Ashna says Oman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shruti and the answer is Mongolia.
Mongolia. Mongolia doesn't have the word man in it. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ishika and the answer is Oman.
Ishika says Oman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha and the answer is Germany.
Tanisha says Germany. Good, we have a variety this time. Hi, you're on the air. Last caller.
My name is Swasti and the answer is Oman.
Swasti, and Swasti says Oman, and Swasti was the last caller for the this particular question. So we're going to move on to question number 6. And this time I don't know more than one country. So if you tell me another country with the same name, then with the same letters, then I will be very grateful because I don't have an answer. But I have one answer, and let's see if you can get that. So we're moving on to question number 6. And that is LIP, L-I-P, LIP, L-I-P. Let's give everybody a minute to figure that out. LIP, 510-770-1550. And the word is LIP, L-I-P. It'll take a while. It takes a while. I mean, I tried this out on my family and took them some time to get it. So, yeah, let's go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kushrit, and I think the answer is Lithuania.
Is what?
Lithuania.
Lithuania. That is L-I-T. I'm looking for L-I-P.
P. Oh.
P as in Peter. Yes. Let's go to the next one. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. My name is Surbhi.
Surbhi. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
And what's the answer?
And the answer is Philippines.
Thank you, Surbhi. New caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is Philippines.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air. Mm-hmm. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Philippines.
Thank you, Pooja. Where were you for the first 30 minutes? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akshay, and I think the answer is Philippines.
Thank you, Akshay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aisha. I think the answer is Philippines.
Thank you, Aisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arush, and I think the answer is Philippines.
Thank you, Arush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Tanisha, and the answer is the Philippines.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is Philippines.
Thank you, Ashna, and last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin, and the answer is Philippines.
Thank you, Arin. Arin, thank you. Thank you, Arin. Arin was the last caller for question number 6. I can see some lights still blinking. Don't worry, we have at least 2 more countries that we are going to be asking you questions about. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. It's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you the winners of questions number 5 and 6, and we'll also move on to questions number 7 and 8. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show, brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after-school program with branches all over the Bay Area and internationally. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. Quiz Show. Jija, Sawal Kija. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're done with three rounds, on to our fourth. But before we continue with our show, let me quickly mention that we have a musician's showcase on this show where we highlight the musical performances of kids in our community. So if you have a talented musician, or even if you have a child who's learning music and would like to show what he's learned so far, we would love to hear and play their compositions and hear and play their recital performances or just their practice performances. We've got some lovely songs and musical pieces in store for you. We're going to be playing them starting September, but we do want to have a few in the bank. So please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. If you have a musically inclined child and who you'd like to show off their performance, you can send us a recording, you can send us a YouTube link, or if that's not possible, we would also love to have the musician in our studio from 11 to 12 on Saturday, so we can certainly coordinate that with you. Just get in touch with us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. For those who are just tuning in, we're doing a listener special today. Usually we have contestants in the studio, but today it's a listener special where we offer many more prizes to our listeners because we want to reward them for their loyalty. We have many, many, many of our listeners who listen to us every single week and make us part of their Saturday morning routine. So for that, it's a way for me to say a big thank you, because without you, we wouldn't be here. All right, so our topic today was a little wordplay using geography. Our question number 5 was countries with the letters man in them, the word man, M-A-N, and we got 3 different answers. We had Germany, we had Romania, and we had Oman. All 3 were correct. And from all the correct answers, Michael has picked the winner. And the winner for question number 5 is Swasti. Now, I have a feeling that I may have got this name a little wrong, for which I apologize. But it's Swasti, not Swati. So, Swasti, if I've got your name slightly mispronounced or misspelled, please do write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. First of all, a round of applause for getting the answer right. And write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Give us your name, the date of the show, the question number, which was 5, the question and the answer, and we'll make sure that you're connected and get the prize as soon as possible. Our question number 6 was a country with lip, L-I-P in it, L-I-P, P as in Peter, lip in it, and the answer was Philippines, and of course everybody got it right there too. And from all our correct answers, unbelievably, the winner is Pooja. She is so lucky. Pooja, we love having you in the show. She has been on our show many times and is a very, very fierce competitor, and she also calls in every week, and she's also a lucky girl, a lucky and talented girl. It's a good combination. Congratulations, Pooja. You know what to do. You've done it many times before. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, and we'll make sure your prize is given to us. To all the people who have won today so far, please do write to us today itself. It just takes a minute on your smartphone, or if you're listening from home on your computer or tablet, but it makes our job much easier. It makes Miss Anu's job much easier to get the prizes to you. Okay, so we are going to move on to question number 7 before we start. Calling number again, 510-770-1550. Calling number is 510-770-1550. That's the Radio Zindagi calling number. And our question number 7 is the word gap, G-A-P, gap. Michael, how about you? You know this one? Gap, G-A-P. And I know of one country, if you can tell me more than one, I'll be delighted. And you know what? This is a great game that you can play at home with your friends and even your parents. You can stump your parents. Just take a list, take your atlas down, find some words find some countries which have like words in them, and then you can ask your parents to find those countries. And we have a caller. Let's go to our first caller for the question number 7. The word is gap. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. What's your name?
Arav.
What's that name again?
Arav.
Arav. Okay, Arav. And what's your answer? What's your answer, Arav?
Srivastav.
Yes. What's the answer to the question?
What was the question?
We're going to ask it again, but it's time for another caller now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sachi, and I think the answer is Singapore.
Thank you, Sachi. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is Singapore.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anoop, and my answer is Singapore.
Thank you, Anoop.
Hi,
you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Venus, and I think the answer is Singapore.
Thank you, Venus. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anish.
Yes, Anish, and what's your answer?
Singapore.
Thank you, Anish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika, and the answer is Singapore.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is Singapore.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is Singapore.
Thank you, Tanisha. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arun from San Francisco, and the answer is Singapore.
Thank you, Arun. Arun was the last caller for question number 7. So if you're still on hold for the word gap, please put your phones down. And we're going to move on to question number 8 because we just have 10 answers per question. Here is question number 8. And the word is hail. H-A-I-L. Hail. Hail. H-A-I-L. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
You're on the air.
No, it'll take a minute. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arushi and I think the answer is Singapore.
Arushi, we have moved on to question number 8. This time the word is hail.
The word is hail.
H-A-I-L. So try again. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Divyank and I think the answer is Singapore.
Divyank, we've moved on to question number 8. The word is hail now.
Oh.
H-A-I-L. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is Thailand.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shreya and I think the answer is Thailand.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is Thailand.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sachi and I think the answer is Thailand.
Thank you, Sachi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akshay and I think the answer is Thailand.
Thank you, Akshay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika and the answer is Thailand.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is the answer is Thailand.
What's your name again? I didn't get it.
Priya.
Priya. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aisha.
Yes, Aisha, what's your answer?
And my answer is Thailand.
Thank you, Aisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shruti and the answer is Thailand.
Thank you, Shruti. And last caller for question number 8. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Last call. Yes, you're the last caller for question number 8. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Venus and I think the answer is Thailand.
Is that Mihir?
What?
Is your name Mihir? I didn't get the name.
My name is Venus.
Oh, Venus. Thank you, Venus. Venus was the last caller for question number 8. Now, today I've heard a few voices that were new to me, a few names that were new to me. So if you're listening to the show for the first time or if you're calling in for the first time, I would highly encourage you to come to write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and let us know if you want to participate on the show. We're also always looking for participants. What we do is we group you by grade so that it's a fair competition. And we have great prizes in the studio. In fact, everybody who comes to the studio wins a prize, unlike calling in where it's a little bit of a random chance. You have 1 in 10 chance of getting a prize. In the studio, everyone gets a prize and they are way better than our listener call-in prizes. So if you're interested in participating on the show, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Michael, as usual, I think we just have time for the 8 questions. Wow, I keep bringing 10 and we never get to do 10. But we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we'll announce the winners of questions number 7 and 8. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with Vidya and Michael in the studio today. Jieja, Sawal Kieja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jija, Sawal Kiyeja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're about to wind up because we always run out of time on our listener special rounds. So let me quickly tell you the answers and the winners of questions number 7 and 8. Question number 7 was Gap. And yes, everybody got Singapore right. And from all our correct answers, Michael picked the winner. And the winner is Venus. All right, Venus. Good job. And I hope to see you in the studio again sometime soon, Venus. So do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Question number 8 was Hail, H-A-I-L, and the answer was Thailand, and from all the correct answers, the winner is Shreya. Shreya, congratulations. Once again, do be sure to mention the question, answer, and the date of the show along with your name when you write into us at the Safari Quiz Show. So we just have about time to wind up, but I want to give you two more to play with your parents and find out if you can answer those. These are not for prizes, but just fun because I have those questions. You might as well use them. The words are gland, G-L-A-N-D, and rug, R-U-G. So do it at home, do it at your leisure and have fun. But that's it for our show today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu, and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiyeja, Sawal Kiyeja.